Dallas and Cuba lobbed the 330 ballistic missiles, brought the cruise missiles and the UAVs towards Florida and New York. What America would do, we gotta do. And essentially it means that we need a decisive, but clever, very accurate response. Otherwise, Iran will understand that they can get away with further.
We're having a bit of trouble. No, there you are, back. Good. President Biden said this to Benjamin Netanyahu while trying to discourage him from seeking revenge against Iran. You got to win. Take the win. Do you agree with President Biden?
No, I don't. It's not a win. It's a remarkable achievement, especially if Israel's technology as a startup nation. So, yeah, we managed to thwart 330 crewed missiles, ballistic missiles, UAVs, drones coming from all around simultaneously. That I believe is the single biggest achievement in the history of air defense systems. So indeed, it's a remarkable achievement, but it's not a victory because they tried to hit us and they didn't incur any pain. So if someone's punching you 330 times and managed to block it, they wanted to stop punching you, you got punched back. And there has to be pain inflicted and profound pain on the other side. I'm not talking about the Iranian people. I'm talking about the Iranian regime of the Islamic Republic regime.
So if you were to be advising Benjamin Netanyahu, how would you go about doing that? What would you want them to do? Would it be covert? Would it be overt?
There's a plethora of ways to do it, but I think it would be very wrong for me to voice this publicly. In fact, I think it's not a bad idea at all that the Iranian regime is now all hunkered down and in a cloud of uncertainty of how it will react. But if we want to thrive in this region, everyone needs to understand that the bully of the region, Iran, has to stop sending out terror through its proxies or directly, and I think a new era can be ushered in, an era where Iran pays for its mischief, pays for its terror, and ultimately we need to apply tremendous pressure on Iran, on the regime, and hopefully that it will collapse in a few years.
Okay, so picking up on your sense of it being potentially a new era, does that mean that a response that you would condone does not necessarily have to include bloodshed? And I ask that because Admiral James Savridis was on the show earlier, and he said there could be a cyber attack, a crippling cyber attack. Would that go far enough for you to destabilize Iran in that way?
It's what we need is for the Iranian leadership to feel so much pain that next time they even imagine attacking Israel either directly or through its proxies, they won't.
That is so that scary.
Be achieved by orders,
you're just under any
words in Jerusalem or Washington. It will
go
be
with
achieved
you,
by actions and hopefully as broad coalition actions as possible. But I will say this. Israel is certainly capable of taking care of this, this challenge on its own. We do appreciate as much backing as possible, but we've never asked America to fight our fight or to send soldiers to fight for us. We're perfectly capable of doing it ourselves.
The prospect, though, of Iranian regime change, is that just theoretical? I mean, we've been talking about that prospect for years now.
Talking isn't enough. You actually need to do stuff. But here's the situation. Think Soviet Union 1987. If we had been talking about the future of the Soviet Union in 1987, no one would have imagined that just 2 years later, that rotten, corrupt regime would collapse. The Iranian regime of the Islamic Republic of Iran is corrupt, is incompetent, is disconnected from its people, is despised by a vast majority of Iranians. Therefore, it's not sustainable. But it can go on for potentially 30 years, or 3 years. It depends on international coalitions applying that pressure on it. Look, Iran is a superpower of terror, but a very mediocre government itself, and ultimately it will collapse. I think the free world can do a lot of soft action. I'm not talking about kinetic action to accelerate that collapse before they acquire nuclear weapons.
I have one final question, sir. It's an important one because there are growing questions about the Israeli hostages held by Hamas. The IDF says Hamas is currently holding more than 100 people captive, but Hamas says it does not have 40 hostages that fit the criteria for the ceasefire deal that Israel wants. What's really happened here? Why hasn't Hamas provided any proof of life?
Because they didn't feel enough pressure to do it. Look, Hamas is simply an evil terror organization. They, like a mafia, they don't understand anything soft. They only understand that if their own survival is at stake, and I'm talking about primarily Yihyi Sinwar, if they feel the tanks are coming to Rafah, only then they'll say, okay, we'll come to a deal. They're holding over 110 Israeli hostages, of which a quarter of them have been already executed by them, which I'm not hearing enough public uproar around that. They don't want a deal because they feel that they can survive even without a deal. If we begin the process of taking Rafah, which is the last holdout of the Hamas, the final post that they're holding, and they see that their survival is at risk, and that's when the deal will happen.
Former Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett, it's great to speak with you, sir. I hope to do so again soon. Thank you. Coming up in the next hour, who's who in Donald Trump's upcoming hush money trial? The key players to watch straight ahead.
Try killing bugs the worry-free way. Not the other way. Zevo traps use light to attract and trap flying insects with no odor and no mess. They work continuously, so you don't have to. Zevo, people-friendly, but deadly.
When my doctor gave me Breztreat for my COPD, things changed for me. Breztreat gave me better breathing, symptom improvement, and reduced flare-ups.
Breztreat won't replace a rest inhaler for sudden breathing problems. It is not for asthma. Tell your doctor if you have a heart condition or high blood pressure before taking it. Don't take Breztreat more than prescribed. Breztreat may increase your risk of thrush, pneumonia, and osteoporosis. Call your doctor if worsened breathing, chest pain, mouth or tongue swelling, problems urinating, vision changes, or eye pain occur.
Ask your doctor about Breztreat.
I guess I'm not the easiest person to please. I like things just right.
Oh.
That's why I love Redfin's home recommendations. They know what I want even before I do. A home that's just right.
Yeah.
Homeowners, when your water or sewer line breaks, it's expensive and often not covered by basic homeowners insurance.
You could pay thousands.
Finding a good contractor can be tough.
What, this guy doing the job?
With a plan from HomeServe, call us. We'll send a contractor and there's no big bill.
Easy.
But don't wait. Get a plan from HomeServe before a line breaks.
Go online now.
Plans from HomeServe start at just $7.99 a month.
Call 1-833-735-4495 or visit homeserve.com.
We were wondering if anything happened to us.
We want you to take the kids.
Doesn't count. But what you need is a will. Something you can sign and make official. Start your will at trustandwill.com and make it count.
Home and Glow showed up right on time and did my dishes, my laundry, they even cleaned my windows. I love that you just pick a date, pick a cleaner, and enjoy a spotless house for $19.
From MSNBC World Headquarters here in New York. Welcome everyone to Alex Sweat Reports. We begin with the breaking news. Israel saying it will respond to the unprecedented airstrikes by Iran, but not providing any further details. This